This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol you're going to set up on your home computer, but it's coming to your phone via text. And with this, you can plan every facet of your day. But what sets them apart from the rest of the herd is what Civil Dispatch does, unbidden, based upon your locale. They're going to let you know about the things you can't possibly imagine, let alone plan for. Terrorist attack, flash flood, earthquake, tornado, it doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With 4 built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Coming up in the third hour, we are going to be joined by Mike Hammonds, legal counsel for Gun Owners of America. We're going to talk about a couple of things that are out there, he and I. But I'm going to point out some things that I like, believe it or not, that I like about gun control. And I'm going to do that right now. First of all, we know banning guns works. That's why New York and D.C. and Chicago have such low crime rates, and the cops there need guns. Washington, D.C.'s murder rate is 69 per 100,000, and that's due to the strict gun control laws that you've passed. Indianapolis's murder rate of 9 per 100,000 is due to the lack of gun control laws they have passed. I like how they say statistics show high murder rates justify gun control, but statistics that show increasing murder rates after gun control are just statistics. I like how the Brady Bill and the assault weapon ban that both went into effect in 1994, they're the reason for the decrease in violent crime rates that have been on the decline since 1991, 3 years prior. As far as the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, you know, the Second Amendment ratified in 1791 refers to the National Guard, which was created by an act of Congress in 1917. The National Guard is funded by the federal government. They occupy land leased to the federal government. They use weapons owned by the federal government. They punish trespassers under federal law, and they are called by the federal government the state militias. The phrase is right of the people peaceably to assemble, the right of the people to be secure in their homes. Enumerations herein of certain rights shall not be construed to disparage others retained by the people. The powers not delegated herein are reserved to the states respectively and to the people. All refer to individuals. However, the right of the people to keep and bear arms refers to the state. I like that. I like how they say that we don't need guns against an oppressive government because the Constitution has internal safeguards. So government bans and seizes all guns, thereby violating the 2nd, 4th, and 5th Amendments of the Constitution and the safeguards included by them. I like how they say that rifles and handguns aren't necessary to national defense, which is why the Army has millions of them. I like how they you know, I like how they say the right of online pornographers to exist cannot be questioned because they are constitutionally protected by the Bill of Rights. But the use of handguns for self-defense is not really protected by the Bill of Rights. I like how they say that free speech entitles you to own newspapers and transmitters and computers and typewriters, but the only thing you're entitled to protect yourself with is your hands. I like how they say that, you know, what they say about guns. Guns are so complex that special training is necessary to use them properly. And so simple to use that they make murder easy. A handgun with up to four controls is far too complex for the typical adult to learn to use, as opposed to an automobile that only has 20. Women are just as intelligent and capable as men, but a woman with a gun is an accident waiting to happen. Gun makers' advertisements aimed at women are preying on their fears. Private citizens shouldn't have handguns because they serve no military purpose. Private citizens shouldn't have assault rifles because they are military weapons. I like how they talk about the gun as the inanimate object. Ordinary people in the presence of guns turn into slaughtering butchers and revert to normal when the weapon is removed. They say that guns cause violence, and that's why it's such a massacre every time there's a gun show. A self-loading small arm can be legitimately called a weapon of mass destruction or an assault weapon. And they point to the readily availability of guns today with waiting periods, background checks, fingerprinting, government forms, etc. That's responsible for the recent school shootings. Compared to the lack of school shootings in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, which resulted from the availability of guns at hardware stores, surplus stores, gas stations, variety stores, mail order, etc. City employees, I like the way they look at them. Police operate within groups and have backup, which is why they need larger capacity pistol magazines than do civilians who must face criminals alone, and therefore less ammunition. I like police officers who qualify with their duty weapons once or twice a year, and they have some sort of Jedi-like mastery over handguns that private citizens can never hope to attain. We need to keep fire extinguishers in the home in case of fire, but do not need a gun in case of a home invasion. Private citizens don't need a gun for self-protection because the police are there to protect them, even though the Supreme Court says the police are not responsible for your protection. Citizens don't need to carry a gun for personal protection, but police chiefs who are desk-bound administrators working in a building filled with cops need to carry a gun. Assault weapons have no purpose other than to kill large numbers of people, which is why the police need them, but civilians do not. Trigger locks do not interfere with the ability to use a gun for defensive purposes, which is why you see police officers with one on their duty weapon. I like how they think that gun control just makes sense. Most people can't be trusted. We should have laws against guns, which most people will abide by because most people can be trusted. We must get rid of guns because a deranged lunatic may go on a shooting spree at any time. Anyone who would own a gun out of fear of such a lunatic is paranoid. We should ban Saturday night specials and other inexpensive guns because it's not fair that poor people have access to guns too. The majority of Americans want more gun control, just like the majority of Americans want slavery. They say when gun laws are enacted, you're not going to become a victim. So that's saying the more helpless you are, the safer you are from criminals. It's saying in case of a home invasion, an intruder will be incapacitated by tear gas or oven spray. But an intruder shot with a .357 Magnum will get angry and kill you. Handgun Control Incorporated Chairman Pete Shields says that when you are confronted by violent criminals, you should put up no defense and give them what they want or run. And, of course, the experts. I'm going to tell you what the... This is satire. Grit, this is satire. When we get back from the break, I'm going to tell you how the experts confirm all of that before we move on. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Now, if you haven't figured it out, that's all satire that I just told you in the preceding segment. This is not actually... It's not even real. Well, the points are real, just as is the stupidity of the points. But when it's all said and done, what we need are the experts. The experts are the ones that we need to listen to. So when you pick up a copy of the New England Journal of Medicine,
that is filled up with expert advice about guns. This is just like Guns and Ammo having some excellent articles on heart surgery. You should consult an automotive engineer for safer seat belts, a civil engineer for a better bridge, a surgeon for spinal paralysis, and Dianne Feinstein or Rosie O'Donnell for firearms expertise. Charlton Heston, when president of the NRA, was a shill who should be ignored. Actor Michael Douglas, as a representative of Handgun Control Incorporated, is an ambassador for peace who is entitled to an audience at the UN Arms Control Summit. The NRA's attempt to run a Don't Touch campaign about kids handling guns is propaganda. And the anti-gun lobby's attempt to run a Don't Touch campaign is responsible social activity. So, knowing all of these things, remember this. When government officials and anti-gun groups say they want to keep guns out of the wrong hands, they don't really mean you. That coming from the desk of Joe the Plumber, I saw that and just had to read it. I just think that's just good stuff. In the military, when you're in the first tiers of NCO professional development, they come to this thing where you're presented with a problem. And the way an NCO in the Army, circa 1980s, was supposed to handle a problem, first thing they're supposed to do is gather information. Now, the gun grabbers will tell you that we have a gun crime problem, even though it's going down fast, by half. And it's almost three decades long this has been going down. But they'll tell you this, okay? Now, their solution to a gun crime problem is to go after the guns. However, while they're doing that, they are ignoring the fact that some people have gone out and gathered information and figured out who's doing it, where. And that's where, you know, if you want to actually decrease gun crime, wouldn't you go after the gun criminals? Would be my thought. Now, this is not about race, what I'm about to tell you. The percentages of people that actually participate in this, while they may be certain colors and nationalities, this has nothing to do with them as a race at all. But it is a fact that cannot be ignored. Now, after the Santa Barbara killings, Michael Moore wrote that while other countries have more violent pasts, more guns per capita in their homes, and kids in most other countries watch the same violent movies and play the same violent video games that our kids play, no one comes close to killing as many of its own citizens on a daily basis as we do, which is false. And this is from a man who used to take the simple, you know, minded gun control position, fewer guns equals less homicide. Since that was his, you know, since we have less guns than these countries he's describing, it's surprising evidence of growth that we have fewer guns in the countries he just described. After making his point, he made a mistake in following up with, and yet we don't seem to want to ask ourselves this simple question. Why us? What is it about the U.S.? It's not that we don't want to ask the question. It's that some people don't want to know the answer. Now, why is it that Vermont, with approximately the same rate of gun ownership as Louisiana, has less than one-eighth the murder rate? Why is it that New Hampshire has both a far higher gun ownership rate and a lower murder rate than England, the poster boy for gun control? Thomas Sowell provided those seeming contradictions in 2012, and he wrote, when it comes to the rate of gun ownership, that is higher in rural areas than in urban areas, but the murder rate is higher in urban areas. The rate of gun ownership is higher among white people than black people, but the murder rate is higher among black people. There are countries with stronger gun control laws than the United States, such as Russia, Brazil, and Mexico. All these countries have higher murder rates than the United States. You could compare other sets of countries and get similar results. Gun ownership has been three times as high in Switzerland as in Germany, but the Swiss have had lower murder rates. Other countries with high rates of gun ownership and lower murder rates include Israel, New Zealand, and Finland. So what's the answer that we don't want to hear? The critical difference among those regions and nations is in his title. And the title of that particular piece is Not Guns, It's People. What people differences are relevant here? Let's start with race and ethnicity. In the cases of homicide in 2012 in which the races of the perpetrators were known, 55% were committed by black Americans, 62% of whom were under 30 years of age. Black youths are 16% of the youth in the United States, but constitute 52% of those arrested for juvenile violent crime. The statistics for Hispanics are a little bit more difficult to ferret out because law enforcement agencies up to last year have been lumping them in as Caucasians, which I guess that's how they get figured out that Zimmerman was a Caucasian. Now, from the National Examiner, Ken LaReeve tells us that Hispanics commit three times more violent crimes than white people do. But that disparity could be even greater because they're often being classified as Caucasian. The National Youth Gang Survey Analysis reports that gang members are approximately 49% Hispanic, 35% black, and 10% white. And while whites are 35% of New York City's population, blacks and Hispanics commit 96% of all crime in New York and 98% of all gun crime. Another good indicator is international crime statistics. Hispanic countries dominate the homicide rate rankings, with Honduras topping the list with a rate eight times as high as that of our worst state, Louisiana. Also note there are no European descent nations in the top 20 and not one Western tradition nation in the top 30. Russia and Moldova are 28 and 24 respectively. What can you say about these people differences? It's much as with the question of why men are more likely to be drunkards than women. You can explore whether the differences are attributable to nature, nurture, or both, but it would be silly to wonder if the answer lay in men having greater access to bars, alcohol, or shot glasses. And this brings us, which we're going to have to cover in the next segment, but this brings us to the point of why covering up minority criminality encourages gun control. Americans won't understand that the critical factor is people differences if they aren't told about the people differences. They will then, especially since most citizens aren't even aware that there are nations with more firearms but less murder, be more likely to blame guns. And if you're a left-wing media propagandist, that's exactly what you want them to do. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
coming from Blue Force Gear. The same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
All right, welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Talking about the differences in people, okay? And we're talking about the people problem. And once again, let me preface this by saying that this is not about race. The people that are doing this spans the gamut. And it's a very, very, very small percentage of people. And there's reasons. Reasons for each of these to be in those things. And we'll get to that in just a minute. Now, there's a question that's always posed by the other side, even though they never bring up the demographic thing, the demographic issue. If the main difference in criminality is demographic, why not outlaw guns? After all, it's not going to make a difference one way or the other, right? So here's a couple of answers to that question. First, for a people to maintain just liberties, a freedom must be always considered innocent until proven guilty. The burden of proof is not on those who would retain it, but on those who would try to take it away. Second, while private gun ownership and just law enforcement can't turn barbarians into civilized people any more than excellent schools can transform a dunce into a genius, they can act as a mitigating factor that minimizes criminality as much as possible, given the raw material with which any particular society has to work. It's as much how you can maximize your personal safety. You may be safer in a great neighborhood with no martial arts training than in a terrible one with that training.
Nonetheless, it allows you to feel safer, or it would allow you to be safer than you would be otherwise, whatever neighborhood you would choose. What do the stats show in our fair to middling USA neighborhood? Florida State University criminologist Gary Kleck reported that guns were used by good citizens 2.2 to 2.5 million times per year to deter crime. That likely saves many more innocent lives than are lost in massacres every year combined. But these unseen non-victims don't make the headlines the way a Sandy Hook or East La Vista tragedy does. So using a twist on a Frederick Bastiat line, a bad social analyst observes only what can be seen. A good social analyst observes what can be seen and what must be foreseen. Last but not least, one more truth becomes evident upon recognizing that demographics are the main factor in criminality. Even if you do believe in gun control, imposing it federally and applying a one-size-fits-all standard is ridiculous. In terms of people and crime, there's a world of difference between New Hampshire or Vermont with their England-level murder rates and cities such as East St. Louis, Illinois, or Detroit, which rival El Salvador in citizen lethality. You can make gun control the same everywhere, but you can't change the fact that people will be very, very different. There's a lot of reasons, and I probably need to find an anthropologist, but I'm just going to take a stab at it. Hispanics, since the Central American countries rival us, as a matter of fact, decimate us on crime and violent crime, since they are so violent, when they come here, it just carries over. And that's why the preponderance of your gang members are Hispanic. There are, but once again, it's a small percentage of Hispanics. Black America, you know, they've been lied to for the longest time by liberals, and where most of this stuff happens, liberals are in charge. And the black gang members kill other black gang members, and in the resulting crossfire, they often pick off innocent black people. And these young men go to gangs. I don't think there's any propensity for any person, any race, no matter what the shade of their pigmentation, to gravitate towards crime. But when you've been societally engineered to have no family, to have no sense of belonging, to be almost on your own as soon as you can walk, children want acceptance. Young people want acceptance. And tragically, in the case of some young black Americans, the only place they can find that is in a gang. Shouldn't we be proud, Chicago? Once again, white Americans, you know. Most of the percentage is a single digit of the people that go out and commit crime. It's a very small percentage of American people that do this. And if they're going to do anything about it, they're going to have to go after the root cause. Because right now, banning guns, banning guns is not going to be an issue that is going to make anything better. First of all, they're never all going to go away. That genie is way out of the bottle. Now, at the end of the day, whenever we do have these heinous crimes committed that get all of the press, Remarkably, you know, we had this shooting in Seattle at a university the other day, and it was with a shotgun. One person died because of this. And that shooter got taken down because he was reloading the shotgun, which sort of defeats the purpose of the magazine reload. If he'd had the weapon there with a magazine reload instead of shucking in three or four shells at a time, he would have been back up and on the gun. Back up on the massacre. But he brought a shotgun. He took Joe Biden's advice one more time. These guys keep taking Joe Biden's advice. But one thing we keep missing is that it's the person willing to do it. It's the murderer. You know, we keep, well, the mainstream media anyway, we keep missing the part where the, you know, we had this little narcissist in Santa Barbara. He wrote a little script in his head. He wrote his little 140-page thing he was going to do. And in the opening act of his really bad play that he called his Day of Retribution, started out with knives and hammers, and next act was guns, and then the next act was the car. Now, I believe that all media, maybe even including me, we have a responsibility to avoid glorifying wanton criminals and minimizing reporting about the murderer. The efficacy of this approach has been proven in studies concerning the reporting of suicides. Now, I go a little bit further by actively denigrating, shaming, and belittling those little deviants for their little evil fantasy actions that they take out. I do say their name. I do say their name. I know that this, you know, some people don't want to say his name. They don't want to glorify him that much. But how are you going to examine him if you don't know who he was and what his history was and what led up to this? How do you get to the root cause if you make him faceless? But in so doing that, when I'm doing that, I'm giving them what they craved. And they wanted fame and recognition, and I'm giving it to them. Now, the difference between me and a mainstream journalist is that while I'm telling you about these little monsters that go out and play this game, I'm also telling you how to blow them out of their socks. So there may be a little bit of difference in the approach. With the mainstream media, it sort of helps to motivate the next iteration of a murdering scumbag. And there are those waiting in the wings, looking for the trigger that's going to change his life and make him famous. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on Medical Tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 1-800-313-9443. Talking about the media's role when one of these little narcissistic, self-indulgent fantasy darlings gets out there and goes on a killing spree. Every time we have one of these things happen, like in the case of this with Santa Barbara, there's always this chance that they're going to glorify this by making a feature film. And Hollywood will do that for a couple of reasons. One, you know, Hollywood hearts gun control. They have guns, but you and I don't need them. And this would be a good way to showcase that now, wouldn't it? Also, one of the side effects of that, of course, is it does fuel demented sickos for years to come. This guy loved his own voice. He loved his own face. He had selfie pictures by the ton. Videos for the media to regurgitate all over the airwaves and interwebs while asking why and suggesting that some sort of new gun control law is the key that might have prevented the tragedy and could certainly head off the next one before it happens. The truth of it is that this was a pampered, spoiled little jerk. He was spoiled even to the point when his parents didn't have money, they found it to spoil him with it. He never learned empathy for his fellow man. He was so wrapped up in his own sense of entitlement that he believed he deserved to have beautiful girls lavish their affections on him, regardless of his attitudes or behavior, and that it was just and right to annihilate them for not choosing him. He was an immature, effeminate little brat whining about never having sex and throwing a violent temper tantrum with deadly consequences. Now, what are you hearing? Oh, but if he hadn't had easy access to guns, these people wouldn't have died. Ignoring the fact that he, you know, killed an equal amount of people with a hammer and a machete. And also ignoring the fact that California's ranked number one by the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence for having the strictest gun laws in the country. Every major gun control restriction seriously debated in Congress over the past 10 years or more is and has been enacted in California, along with a number of their own unique additional restrictions. This guy, this punk, he began planning his heinous act over a year ago. He purchased each of his three guns separately. He had to wait a month between each purchase. He had to pass a background check each time. He had to observe the mandatory 10-day waiting period and duly registered his handgun with the California Department of Justice each time. He spent $2,500 on three handguns. Like most mass killings, this was not a spur-of-the-moment thing. It was very thoroughly planned out, almost scripted. He was thwarted in part of his plan because his father was in town, and that prevented him from being able to kill his stepmother and two half-brothers safely. His father's proximity also prevented him from being able to take his father's SUV, which the killer determined that in his final rampage he could use that because it would do more damage to people when he hit them with it as opposed to his BMW. With such detailed and graphic planning, it's almost certain that had firearms not been readily available, this sick little guy would have come up with some other possibly more effective way of carrying out his horrible retribution. The other fact ignored by the radical gun control zealots is that there were 400 million guns that day in the hands of 99.9% of the people that own them that were not, have not ever, and are never going to be involved in any sort of criminal activity. Now, once again, as they do, and they cherry-pick these things. They cherry-pick these things. They don't say anything about what's happening in Chicago. I'd be very surprised if what happened on the Pacific Coast in the gun-free zone, again, gets very much press. Because, see, he didn't use the right gun. He should have been using an AR. That would have been so much better for the gun controllers. The dead person doesn't think so. But off of Santa Barbara, the media and some politicians are again using an atrocity as a launching pad to push for stricter gun control laws aimed at you who aren't going to do anything bad with guns, while at the same time ignoring the failed mental health system and the failed gun control laws that this murderer and most mass murderers obeyed and then took advantage of. It's not the guns, it's the politician, or excuse me, it's not the guns, it's the criminals, politicians. Don't be stupid. This is the way they do that. This is, you know, for all of the, well, you know, of course, he never came up on the radar because that's because these guys are cunning, cunning, well-thought, intelligent monsters. They hatch a plan in their head. Life is unfair to me. I want to kill as many as I can. How can I do that? And then they work in accordance to what the law will allow them to do. Now, for these, you know, it's not surprising that most of these guys are, one, white, and it's not surprising that they're young. Because we've been medicating them to their eyeballs since they got to school and they wouldn't look the teacher dead in the eye 100% of the time. We have grown them. These are things we've grown. The mass killing thing is a homegrown thing. This is the result of political correctness and liberal policy. Liberal policy has made the teacher all powerful. I've actually had them blink at me when I said, no, I'm not going to medicate my son. What are you, crazy? I'm not doing that. Figure out a way. You're college educated. You're an educator. Do the job. I want to educate a young man with energy. I don't want a drooling zombie that just looks at me with no recognition or anything else. But we grow them. And then they get to a point where they are in control of their own medication. And then they stop taking it, but the damage is done. And then they act. And then everybody sits back and says, oh, well, he's so quiet. I never would have thought it. That's not actually what they say. What they say is they see signs, because all of these guys show signs. There were signs of Aaron Alexis. There were signs of, who was black? There were signs of Holmes, Loftner, Lanza, Rogers. They were showing signs. They were making videos in some cases. If you think gun control is going to catch them, though, you're dealing with a very cunning... When they get to the point of that, when they're in the five steps, they're going to do everything they can to see that through. They remain... They're like sleeper agents. They know what's going to happen. They're waiting for that triggering event, but they are working and doing everything they can to... When they get to the third step where they're gathering weapons and everything else, this is really where the plan becomes real. And I've never heard of, you know, I've never heard of anybody getting to that point and the light bulb going off in their head and them saying, this is crazy, I can't do that. These are human beings. Never heard of it. Let's flip into the next hour. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.